What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show, The Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about Sunday night's episode, February 21st. That's when it aired. The episode was called The Next World. Alongside of me, to my left, I have all the way from the state that looks like a penis, Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up?
And Kristen, last week, one individual person, well, actually two people, one wants to get paid to be on the show. The other one will be on the show if we send her candy. And it looks like we got her. Snickers were sent to her and Three Musketeers. Rancy, what's up, Rancy?
I'm great. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing peachy. Now, you were kind of late to the show because were you with a guy?
Oh, my God. Whatever. I was looking for my headset.
Okay. You were looking for some head what?
What?
All right. So we're going to talk about Sunday's episode. Holy shnikey balls. Do you see how that worked? That Brancy was looking for some headphones, and look what happened to Rick and Michonne? Oh, my gosh. Let's just jump into that. Did y'all see that coming?
I don't know if I saw it coming, but
coming,
we're getting closer.
Did you hear Brancy? She said, didn't see it coming. So you did or you didn't?
I don't think I did.
Really? Like the whole in the shower thing, coming out of the shower. I mean, the high five and behind the back.
I mean, in the beginning of the episode, I was like, they look like a family.
Right.
But I don't know if I thought they were actually going to
do it.
Get busy.
Brancy?
I definitely saw it coming, but I didn't know if it was going to happen this episode or if they were going to like just kind of tease it this episode and make it happen later.
Oh, they made it happen at the very end.
They did.
You know what? It was my wife and I were watching. We were like, they're kind of cozy, aren't they? But I saw the closeness and I thought it was just the continuous, because we've seen the flirting in the getting close kind of thing in past episodes, but this one on the couch, and then they hold hands and they interlock. They didn't hold hands, they interlock fingers. That's the serious holding hands right there. When you interlock, never mind, Kristen, it's been a long time for your boyfriend. But when two people put their fingers like that, it's about to go down.
And they got rid of her little mints, too.
Oh, she didn't even put them in her mouth either.
I know.
You know, I would have been like,
hold on. A waste.
I would have been like, hold on. Okay, let's go. That didn't happen. And then towards the end of this episode, they're sleeping, but naked, and all of a sudden you hear, Psst, Rick, we gotta talk, and it's Jesus. These two jump out of bed, butt naked, ready to fight. My wife was calling this guy, he's the Chris Angel of The Walking Dead, gets out of everything. I mean, and right when all that happened, I'm like, oh my God, my wife's like, wait a second, what happened to Daryl? Like, how did it get away from Daryl? I mean, what do y'all think about – first of all, what do y'all think about Jesus?
He's a sketchy little character.
Okay, so you don't trust him?
No.
Really?
No.
He could have killed both of them in bed. He could have killed Daryl.
Yeah, but still, he has some kind of agenda. Maybe it's like, let me get them to trust me, and then we'll fuck shit up.
You think he's part of Negan's group?
Maybe.
Prancy?
He could be.
Because see, next week he leads them somewhere, and it seems like they're going somewhere, but they don't show where they're going.
Right.
I don't know. I like this guy though, in a weird kind of way. Like I mean, that whole running around the field kind of thing, and
yeah, I think that's the only thing I like about him right now is he makes them act like kids. Like, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of The Walking Dead where I'm, like, laughing at how stupid they look.
Oh, dude, my wife was really bothered by their stupidity. Like,
yeah,
she was like, what are they doing? Like, why are they chasing this guy around? Why are they just leave? Why are they, you know, like, as soon as they heard the gun firing, which was the firecrackers, my wife's like, me and my wife were like, go, what are you doing? Just get in the truck and go.
Yeah.
But no, Jesus, there's something about him. I don't know. What is, do you think, cause it's been, we found out, it's been a couple of months after the night of craziness. Do you think Rick and Daryl are kind of, and the team, do you think the team's kind of slowing down and getting a little too
comfortable?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's See, I don't know. Brancy?
Yeah, it's kind of like how the whole prison situation went. As soon as they got a big group and they started getting into the groove of things, that's what's happening.
I'm telling you, I don't know what to think, because that just wasn't their game. And even when they lost everything, and it even hurt me, I was like watching. I was like, oh, look at all that food going down in the water. They didn't care.
No,
it was like no big deal. You and I are just gonna go back out. Whatever.
My ass would have been in that water trying to take whatever I could
right?
out of there.
Something had to float. Yeah. Some cans. I don't know. But they were just like, whatever. Let's tie up Jesus and take him back to Alexandria. I don't know. I don't know about that whole part there really bothered me, because I was like, this is not the Rick and Daryl we know.
I want to know why Rick was even going to start asking him the questions.
Yes.
Like, if he was considering bringing him back. He just took your keys.
But maybe that's true. I don't know what Rick's thinking. I mean, Rick's really taking – he's almost become Morgan, but like extreme and really – I don't know. And but see, that's the thing. I don't know if it's this 2 months period. It's kind of gradually built up, and then Rick was kind of like believing everybody, because all we're seeing is right after – 2 months after everything's happened. So maybe he did have some kind of process, but – maybe to us it just seems extreme, like he's just accepting way too fast.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, and it's funny, because when they got back to Alexandria, they said Daryl and Rick were talking about something, and one of them said, like, oh, that was stupid today. And Daryl said, oh yeah, we're gonna do it tomorrow too, right?
Right.
And it's like, no. Don't lose your supplies tomorrow.
Let's not.
I don't know. That's a very interesting. I don't know. I don't know what to think. And did y'all check out Talking Dead?
Yes.
Okay. And they brought up the beginning scene of Rick, I guess, putting a hole in his belt. Mm-hmm. And so, what do y'all guys think? Do you think Rick is getting kind of plump, and he was making more room on his belt, or like Spencer or the actor said, he thought it was because they don't have enough food. Or whatever the other guy was sitting on the couch. I can't remember that guy. Y'all know who he is, right? From that sci-fi show.
Nathan Fillion, yeah.
So what do y'all think? Y'all think that they're just living the life, or they're starving?
I don't know. It kind of looked like they were starving, because they were struggling. They were, like, desperate to get those supplies.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, they didn't act like they were upset when they lost them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think. I'm thinking that I think he's getting pleasantly plump. That's what I think.
I think that's what it is, because when, in like the beginning of the episode, how Michonne's like, oh, I just need some toothpaste. Like, it's very something like you're just going to the grocery store, like, oh, pick me up some toothpaste.
Yeah. Or
yeah.
Not like, we really need food, Rick.
Right. Or Tara, Tara says, I want a soda pop. Or what her name? Denise? She wants a pan pop for. What? What are you talking about? Bullets. Flamethrower, something.
Gas.
Yeah, gas, something. I know my wife pointed that out, and I thought it was batteries. Baby monitor working. How is that?
Yeah.
Is it electricity, right? It needs, or is it batteries? I said batteries. But maybe I'm just I don't know. It's because it pointed out, because I have a baby, that's why.
Yeah.
You know, y'all don't have a baby yet. Or do y'all?
No.
Do y'all want one?
We have five.
Whoa, all right. Moving right along. Speaking of kids, Carol and Enid. What do you think? Okay,
Carol.
I'm sorry, Carl. Ooh, that would have been
wrong gender.
That would have been interesting there. Carl and Enid. What do you think? How are y'all feeling about Carl? It's been 2 months. He seemed a little. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what his issue was.
He's being a little shit, right? Or am I wrong?
I mean, was he out there because he was trying to find Deanna? Because. The speech that he gave Michonne, like, that he wanted somebody that loved Deanna to be the one to put her down, I guess.
Right.
And then he said that he would have done it for Michonne.
Which was kind of...
Because she's family.
Which was kind of hit me in the heart.
Yeah.
So you think he's...
I don't know. I think maybe his little episode was because of that. I think he was trying to...
I don't know.
Maybe he feels bad for them that they're alone or something.
See, I took it as your ex-boyfriend shot me in my eye, and I'm kind of still pissed off. That's how I took it. Because even when I was reading the comics, she's like, I don't want to be here anymore. He's like, and he gets his comics, he puts it in the box, and I'm like, what? And then it's like, all right, let's go. And then he just like leaves. I don't know. I think there's more to it. Brancy, what do you think?
I see what you mean there, because like when I get angry, I try and mask that anger. So when he's like, okay, I guess we'll go, it's kind of like I don't really want to go, but because you do, let's go.
Right. See? Maybe, Kristen, you're wrong.
Why am I wrong?
I'm just saying. Because what Brancy said, what I said, sounds pretty spot on. You just haven't.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about the way he was acting with Enid. I was talking about way he was acting with the walkers, killing them.
No. Whoa. Then I guess that just shows you weren't paying attention because, Brancy, I did say, what do you think his problem was towards Enid?
Yeah, because she was telling him to kill them. But I wasn't talking about how he was talking to her. Okay, he was being a dick.
We're moving right along. It's moving right along. And Spencer, what do you think? You think, did you see that coming? Did you see the whole Deanna thing? I did not see that coming at all.
No, I didn't.
I thought he was just kind of going batshit crazy. He was kind of like burying shit around the forest.
Well, plus he's made some dumb decisions before anyway. So I was like, oh my God, he's going to mess shit up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he was going out there.
I kind of felt bad for him.
I don't know. Do y'all like Spencer?
I'm on the fence about him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to think because he's done some really stupid crap.
Yeah. But I feel bad for him because all his family was killed.
Yeah. I don't
know. But so was everyone else's.
Yeah, I don't know. I think before he killed Deanna and had a reason, like when he was just like wandering, I was like, oh God, it's the thing. What was his name? Nicholas? The same thing. He's like crazy. Like mm-hmm. He's losing it. And then the whole Deanna thing. And then for Carl to, you know, get them to meet. Then I was like, you know what? Maybe I kind of like Spencer. Maybe that's what he needed, that closure. And now he's going to be on his game. I don't know.
I'm hoping that's what he needed.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because when he went over that rope, that little thing, and then he's like, I lost a shoe. I was like, bitch. Throw that guy back over the side. You know, so I don't know. But overall, I thought it was a good episode. I mean, I saw something on Talking Dead last week that was saying that the second episode was going to be like just like the first one. But I don't know. Did y'all – I mean, we all agree that the first one, Brancy, you weren't here, but we know how you felt about it, was amazing, the premiere episode. Did y'all feel robbed and y'all were like, we wanted more? Or were y'all like, you know what, the premiere was so crazy that this was a very – relaxed, or did y'all enjoy this episode? What do y'all think?
I still liked it, even though it wasn't as crazy. Because, I mean, to me, this is like the calm before the Negan storm. Because I think shit is going to get crazy at some point. Right. So I didn't mind it. I mean, it was slow, but there was still stuff.
Oh, God, here we go.
It was slow.
Jesus, where are you?
It was slow, but I liked it.
Okay.
There was stuff going on.
Did you like it better than the Morgan episode?
Yeah. Yes, I did.
You're like a turtle race is better than the Morgan episode. Brancy, what do you think?
It's not what I expected because when I was watching The Talking Dead last week, they were talking about how, we can only show them running in our sneak peek.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh my God, it's going to be insane again. So it's not what I expected, but I still think it was a good episode.
So you didn't think it was boring?
No.
Good job, Brancy.
I didn't say it was boring.
You did. I can rewind.
No, I didn't.
I can rewind the tape.
I said it was slower, but I still liked it. I didn't say it was boring.
That's your way.
Sing your ears out, Mike.
That's your way of saying boring, slowly.
Bullshit. Oh, if it was boring, I would say it was boring.
Rewind the tapes back in the Morgan episode, everybody that's listening. Go back.
That one was boring.
You said it was slow, too. Anyways. No, I think I agree with y'all. I mean, yeah, because The Talking Dead, you see them run, you're like, oh, shit, what happened? And then it's like, it's Keystone Coppers, like they said in Talking Dead. It was like, you know, I don't know. I liked the episode, I really did, but now that I think after watching it, after I watched it, I was like, what were Rick and Daryl talking? But then after watching Talking Dead and you hear the explanations and you kind of, the theory, you know, all this kind of crap, and I'm like, okay. It was cool. I think that kind of helps me thinking that they just they're getting kind of comfortable, and I think that's the problem in my opinion.
I think that is going to be a problem.
And Jesus is taking him somewhere to the promised land named Negan, I bet. But I don't know, man. Yeah, because that it didn't really leave you to anything for next week.
Nope.
So I don't know. Anything else I leave out?
No, but why the hell did they tie up Jesus and leave him on the street and then sit there chilling in the car, like giving him the time to undo himself?
Because they did not know he was Chris Angel.
No, it's because they're messing up. They're comfortable.
They're comfortable. No, because when I heard the thumping on the roof, I'm like, there's a fucking zombie on the roof. How the hell did a zombie get on the roof? And all of a sudden, they stop the car, and there goes Chris Angel flying off. And I'm like, holy crap. And then he's running around. It was just nuts how Daryl couldn't catch him and just – but he could have killed Daryl, but he didn't. So that's the thing. I don't know. Is he really a nice guy? And – Or y'all are on it where he's acting like he's your friend, and then he just, it's like, you know, he lures them to the Negan camp. Or maybe he's something totally different. Didn't he say he was all by himself? But he is clean. Mm-hmm. And his name, but they call him Jesus. You gotta trust Jesus, right?
No,
you do not have to trust Jesus.
Oh, you anti-religious people. All right, so I'm curious, Kristen. Scale 1 to 10.
9.
Really? Seriously?
Yeah.
You said it was slow.
Yeah, but I said I liked it.
Okay. Brancy?
I'm going to give it an 8.
Ooh, but you know you had valid points, Brancy, so you're okay.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, my God. You see, Brancy?
For me, do I agree with Kristen or do I go with – I would have to go with a strong 8. Sorry, Kristen, just for the fact
I
that
I don't care.
So you should care because I'm your elder. But yes, no, I thought it was a solid, good episode. I'm glad that Rick and Michonne finally got some. I'm wondering, they talk about it in The Talking Dead before we go. Do you think it's going to be odd, awkward? Who do you think is going to be the first one to find out that they did it? Do you think it's going to get out, or do you think they're going to keep it hush hush, or do you think they're going to tell Carl?
I don't know. I hope Carl doesn't catch them.
I really thought he was going to catch them on the couch.
Poor Carl.
He's got a chip on his shoulder.
He does.
Maybe he's like, I need some. Give me some, Enid.
Oh my God! You watched The Talking Dead, right? Did you see what Chris Hardwick said about Carl's eye?
Oh, close your eye or. That was funny.
That was messed up.
All right. I think we're done, correct?
Yes.
Sweet. Yes. Pretty simple. I knew this was going to be a very calm recap. Next week might be a little bit crazier. Brancy, are you going to be joining us next Monday?
No.
Woo!
I have to work.
Hey, you got to make that money.
That's true.
Got to make that money, girl.
That's true.
Are you in the front cashier at Walgreens?
Or is it CVS?
So, whoa. Sorry. I said the W.
You can't say Walgreens.
Oh, my bad, everybody. Just pretend you didn't even hear that. Okay, so yeah, CVS. You'll be at CVS next Monday.
I will be.
Are you going to send us a little notes? Send them to Kristen so she can read them next week.
Okay.
Because I know y'all text each other during the episode anyways.
That's
yes,
true.
Yes, we do.
So there you go. All right, so Brancy, I know you don't have a blog yet. Mm-hmm. One day you will.
Someday.
Where can people find you besides CVS?
At VRO Brancy on Twitter and Instagram.
Sweet. Kristen?
At AccordingToKristen.com on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409 and on Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. Me, you can check me out. iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook. And of course here, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And we got to send a shout out to Amy McCracken. She was supposed to have joined us. She said that she was going to join The Walking Dead, but she's a liar and didn't join us. But you can check out all of us. All of us do stuff for the VRO.com. Some of the girls do write-ups. Some of the girls, we do recap shows and everything else with other podcasters. So check that out when you get a chance, the VRO.com. And they also have an Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. Well, that's it for us. We'll be back next week without Brancy because she's going to be at the Walgreens.
No.
Sorry, CBS. I just had to say that. Anybody around her area, go buy some chocolate M&Ms. Or a Red Bull or something. Or take her on a date.